This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Iran, a driver for the surrogates attacking Israel and the United States and Red Sea shipping and the neighborhood. Iran, what is to be done? I welcome Captain Jerry Hendricks, United States Navy retired aviator, Sagamore Institute, to comment on a column at Bloomberg. I highly recommend, if you have access to it, by Admiral James Stavridis, recommending how the U.S. can respond in order to blunt the Iranian activities in the area, in the neighborhood, and worldwide. These provocations have continued for years, and here we are now. What is to be done? Jerry, a very good evening to you. I've spoken to the Admiral several times about his book and his articles. However, you know him very well. What is it in his background that tells us to pay close attention to his target package? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So Admiral Stavridis is one of the great teacher mentors of the modern Navy. There's a group of us who are privileged to have worked with him and to have been guided by him that we loosely just refer to ourselves as the Stavridi, that he spotted and has been able to kind of bring us along. He helped to guide me through my own PhD, having met him when I was a lieutenant commander. Admiral Stavridis served as a commodore of a destroyer squadron after having already commanded a destroyer. He went on to be the commander of the Enterprise Strike Group, an aircraft carrier strike group, and then was a fleet commander, and then ultimately became the commander of U.S. Southern Command, and then the commander of NATO, Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. So when Jim Stavridis talks about things, specifically about strike packages and how to deal with a regional conflict, we all pay attention to him because he's a very wise strategist, having written a number of books across a broad variety of topics. So Stavridis laid down a number of recommendations in this, and there's been a few of us have been talking about the need to move beyond the proxies and move against Iran. But how do you do that in a careful way that we don't dramatically escalate the conflict, but at the same time send a strong message to the Iranians? And Stav sort of laid out what he calls the Goldilocks formula here. It's not too cold, which is what we've been doing, more tit for tat here recently. And it's also not too hot, meaning sort of going downtown Tehran and really sort of climbing the escalation ladder. He's actually laid out what he thinks is sort of a good, solid middle ground and one that I found very interesting.
Let's start with the non-kinetic. Increase intel, take cyber, the NSA, and opposition on the ground. Are you attracted to those, Jerry?
I am, because, and this is classic Stavridis. Stav always is talking about cyber, the fact that there's an active war going on in the cyberverse anyways. The idea of using intelligence collection, trying to figure out who's really behind this, who's the decision makers, paying a lot of attention to where their bank accounts are. Oftentimes with some of these authoritarian powers, they've laid in some money at some Swiss bank account or some other place around the world. So gathering that information so we can make sanctions hurt against them using cyber type attacks to take down computer networks. Again, doing increased intelligence collection, but really getting to know who they are and trying to hurt them in their own pocketbooks are in their own power center. So he sort of begins with this soft power approach to things and lays down a really good recipe for how to hit senior leadership in Iran where it hurts, where in their personal power and pocketbooks.
The admiral recommends another carrier strike group to the area to increase the number of aircraft. I think he said 80 more aircraft available. So we're looking at one carrier there now, Jerry. I don't know. I've lost track.
Well, the Ford went home, and Stavridis indicates that he thinks that Iran has sort of timed the ramp up in its operations here recently to have come after the Gerald R. Ford had departed the Mediterranean and proceeded back to its home port in Norfolk, where it's rest today. However, Stavridis knows, there are actually two carrier strike groups right now operating the Pacific. The Theodore Roosevelt strike group is underway. The Carl Vinson strike group has been in the Western Pacific, operating in the vicinity of Japan, the South China Sea, down near Malaysia, Malacca, for some period of time now. So there is a carrier that's in close proximity and could be in the Middle Eastern region within just a few days if the orders were given. So he is suggesting that we get two carriers on station. That would double our striking potential. There's about 46 strike aircraft in a carrier air wing. By bringing an additional 46, that would give us nearly 90 aircraft to be able to operate and be able to operate pretty much around the clock for a short period of time, which he also lays out the time period for the type of strikes he wants to do.
The Iranian-backed militia that did the killing at Tower 22, the Houthis who continue to fire rockets at commercial ships and also reported at a U.S. warship, those are surrogates. And if I read the admiral correctly in his column, he wants to walk it into the Persian Gulf, walk it into the IRGC over 5 to 7 days. Is that a challenge for the Navy to come up with a package that quickly?
Well, it's a challenge on how quickly we could get that second carrier there. But the admiral also mentioned the fact that we have U.S. Air Force assets that are on the ground in Qatar, as well as Doha and Al Udeid, that we could call upon. There are also allies and partners. And as the former Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, Stavridis knows where those partner air forces are and where they can be operating and how quickly we can get them there. So when he talks about needing to go for a 5 to 8 day concerted campaign, or overall between 1 to 2 weeks, depending on what the range here, he believes that this should come from aircraft carrier decks as well as from ground bases. And again, as you just mentioned, he wants to attack IRGC, Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps targets, both their ships that are out operating in the Arabian Gulf, as well as their port infrastructure.
Now, here's the part where we get into politics, walking it into Iran itself. In the tanker war, we struck oil platforms. We also fired at it. I don't recall if we sank one of those fast attack boats. Are those worthwhile targets? Do those make the mullahs pay a price?
They do, because it takes apart a vital element, a flexible element of their Revolutionary Guard. Remember that we are dealing with two separate pseudo-military entities. You have the Iranian Navy, but you also have the Revolutionary Guards Corps, which is very close with the Ayatollahs. Stavridis is suggesting we go after the IRGC. There's been many other voices, John, who have recently called for us to do what we did during the Reagan administration with Operation Praying Mantis, when we effectively sunk about 40% of the Iranian Navy, the regular Navy, over a 2.5 day period of time. But those types of operations allows us to hit significant targets in the maritime environment without necessarily striking deeply into Iran. And again, escalating this war, which is what it's quickly becoming, vertically and horizontally. So Stavridis and many of these other voices want to touch targets that are on the shore and at sea, but go no further inland than that.
Jerry, 30 seconds. Their air defense, do we have to take it out if we strike them?
Very likely we will. However, their air defense is not a modern air defense. It's not an S-400 type or S-300. This is an older Soviet Union style air defense. We will have to suppress it.
Jerry Hendricks, Captain Jerry Hendricks, United States Navy retired aviator, now at the Sagamore Institute. I'm John Bowden.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.